This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Have you guys seen this? Okay, this thing scares me. This is not good news to me. So there's Futurism.com, as well as a bunch of other media outlets, have been reporting that a grocery chain is adding 500 googly-eyed robot assistants to its staff. Now, do you guys know what googly eyes are? I love googly eyes. Googly eyes are, I really do like googly eyes. You know, if you want to be a bad guy, but you want my guard down, just do something with googly eyes, and I think you're kin. Okay, I just love googly eyes. Googly eyes always gives you a place into my heart. But then, you know, unfortunately, you could be, you know, an invader or something. But I like googly eyes. Googly eyes, remember like a Cookie Monster, where the eyes are just flipping around all over the place? Googly eyes. And I guess this googly-eyed robot is named Marty. It's tall, looks to me about 8-9 feet tall. It's gray, and can autonomously navigate the floor of a grocery store, using cameras and sensors to identify and report hazards such as spills and debris. Clean up aisle 9. Yeah, that was me. I always knock stuff over. You know what's me too? I do not like taking the top fruit. So if I see a really good nectarine or peach, and those are really hard because they bruise a lot, I'll pick one farther down on the pyramid, and then they all fall to the ground. It's kind of funny, to be honest. I find that funny. Anyway, so it's supposed to come and pick up spills. They say after a successful pilot program this fall, grocery chain Giant Food Stores is now ready to deploy a fleet of Marty robots that are googly-eyed and 500 in number. This is another sign that robots are the future of retail. So earlier this week, they announced plans to place Marty robot assistants in all 172 of its locations throughout Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, and West Virginia. So they want to, within 6 months, deploy 500 of them. The rolling out is going to be taking place in waves. To me, I think that's still kind of quickly, but I guess companies are in a mad rush to save money and to improve, you know, workflow and be more streamlined. I get it. So according to Tim Rowland, CEO of Badger Technologies, the company that created Marty, this will be one of the largest, if not largest, rollout of autonomous robots in the grocery retail industry. It's programmed to look for hazards. Other retailers have deployed these autonomous bots to clean floors, track inventory, and assist customers. So I'm going to come up to this googly-eyed robot and ask him how to buy deodorant. And you want to know what? I'm not going to be embarrassed. Yep. My hormones are changing, and I don't think I'm going to smell too good this summer, so what do you suggest? I don't know how much AI these things have. But they say the robots have a number of obvious benefits over human counterparts because they're consistent. They work without pay. They never need a break or time off. Customers seem to like them, according to Patrick Maturo. Why? Because the googly eyes. See what they did? They purposely did googly eyes. People think it's safe. So they say there's a large majority of people that are very excited to see a robot in the store. They tend to take pictures of it, video of it, and selfies with the robot. It's very cool. Cool for customers, maybe not for retail workers. Now, again, what does every company say? Well, Giant said in a press release, Marty's efforts, quote, free up associates to spend more time serving customers. This is the line we keep getting fed. That these robots are not replacing humans. They're just supposed to allow customers to have, workers to have more time serving customers. I'm telling you right now, okay? If there's a clinic with 10 doctors, and a clinic is able to use computers or robots to minimize some of the work, and let's say the clinic has 20 nurses, and we are able to have the robot do the blood pressure and a lot of, you know, the other triage things, how long do you think that company is going to go keeping those extra staff people? They'll probably cut those one or two positions. It's going to happen. They say, given all the benefits of these bots, it's hard to imagine a future in which robot assistants like Marty go one step further, freeing associates of their jobs altogether. Yeah, I see that. And so what you have to think about is, are you ready to compete with a robot? Now, whenever we make progress in society, we actually put ourselves back. And this is a theme I've been saying on my show for years. So, for example, we've done amazing work with women being able to, get maternity leave, be able to breastfeed at the office, be able to take time off for their medical visits. Oh, that's wonderful. But the more we have all these rules in place, are we hearing more women are being hired? Are we hearing a staving off of hiring women? Are we hearing older women are getting chosen over younger women? You know? Same thing with, we have done phenomenal jobs with workers' comp, with labor board issues and employees having rights, and Title IX and anti-discrimination policies. And, I mean, we've made such progress. But if an employer has a choice of a robot who's not going to sue, or somebody who could use workers' comp, Title IX, all that other stuff, they're going to probably choose the robot. So, and I'm not saying we step back on progress. I'm not saying to, like, let things slide. No, if there's a problem at work, you go all the way. But there is going to be a point where employers are going to decide, you want to know what? It's a lot less risky having robots. So the less employees, the better. And then you are going to be in a very precarious position of, do I complain? And you see, we just put ourselves back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Clinic. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart to Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this headline caught my eye because I kind of love these things where, like, they're little life hacks or little tips that you remember that kind of help you save your life. You know, and it's called 10 Fascinating Facts That Could Save Your Life, including what to do if you're caught in a rip current or how a haunted house could kill you. So this is being reported by Daily Mail, and I really, really like it because this is a Reddit thread that has all these little facts and tips, and some of these are right on. Apparently, thousands of Redditors, I don't know if you call it Reddit or Reddit, have shared their expertise in a popular thread this week, answering a question, what random fact could save your life one day? And so Female rounded up some of the best of the little factoids, tips, and tricks. And then they fact-checked them, and they go, okay, this is kind of interesting. So the first one they talk about is don't replace the gauze, double it up. So they say most people know that if somebody's bleeding, and bleeding profusely, you got to put pressure, right? You got to use a compress and apply pressure. And you have to elevate the area that's bleeding, you know, above the heart to slow the flow. But if the injured party bleeds through the compress, don't remove it. Just keep applying more to that current one. Harvard Medical School says to add the second compress on top and continue to apply pressure. Even if the bleeding stops, do not remove the compress until a medical professional can take over. And that's true. So basically, these gauze pads are weaved. It has a weave type of thread. And they're very, very absorbent, but they also could be a little caustic to the wound. And so one thing I would do in an ER is when there was bleeding, I'd put one gauze and another gauze and another gauze, and then I would tape it down. And so if I didn't see the blood go through the gauze, I know I put a big enough stack, right? If you start to remove the gauze and then put another one and remove the gauze and another one, sometimes as the bleeding is starting to slow down and you're getting the platelets, it could remove some of the platelets. So now you just opened up the clot that was trying to stop it from bleeding. So they're very right. Just keep applying pressure on top of it. Plus, you don't want to introduce infection. Every time you remove something and swap it out, there's more infection. Now, needless to say, you obviously don't keep a blood-soaked bandage on it long-term. But until medical professionals can address the situation, just pile it on, keep it on there pretty tight, and wait till a medical professional can deal with it. The next thing they said, a hypothermia makes you dead tired, literally. So they talk about when you're freezing cold, you're going to shake and shiver. We've talked about hypothermia. But they say if you're still shaking, your body probably hasn't dipped below the dangerous threshold of 95 degrees Fahrenheit. It means your body still has some function. But they say if you notice your friend stops shaking and is tired and falling asleep, he's in big trouble. They say as the temperature drops to low levels, it slows down, and the person will often feel tired and start to fall asleep. They say, so if you're with a friend or family member in freezing temperatures and they insist on taking a nap, get them inside because it'll likely save their life. Actually, if any of them are shivering, get them inside. So I'd correct this and say, you know what, just don't wait till they get tired. Just get them inside. Don't be outside of the cold. Next, they say a still tornado, still, nice and still, is actually coming right at you. They say tornadoes don't just stay still. The Tornado Project confirms that if you see a tornado and it doesn't look like it's moving, it may be moving towards you. So don't assume you're okay standing where you are and watching it from a distance. If you're outside and realize this is happening, the Storm Prediction Center recommends getting inside a sturdy building if possible. If not, get as far away from cars and trees as possible and lie flat face down on the ground. Protect your head with your arms. We're going to review tornado safety when we start getting into tornado season. But, yeah, that's not good. And then they say it's not Casper the Ghost, it's a killer. They say, let's say you think your house is haunted because you have been seeing, hearing, or feeling a presence. That could mean carbon monoxide poisoning. So the person who posted that on Reddit said, get a carbon monoxide detector. You may be hallucinating, and this is potentially lethal. And dozens of experts have backed this up, and that is true. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to talk to people who died of carbon monoxide poisoning, what they felt before. But carbon monoxide interferes with your body's oxygen. So you end up starting to suffocate, but you may not feel it. You start getting tired, and you go to sleep, and then you die. Because the carbon monoxide competed with oxygen, and your body never got the oxygen it needed. But sometimes before you get to that point where you fall asleep, you'll hallucinate, or you'll be confused. And they say sometimes you'll think you spotted a poltergeist. So, yeah. Next, one of our biggest fears is being caught in a current or in a flood and unable to push our door open because of the weight of the water. So, all right, we'll smash the car window. Well, they say if you need to break a car window open, okay, or let's say there's a baby trapped inside, don't swing a blunt object at the middle of the glass. Aim for the edges of the window. The edges are the weakest points and more likely to give away. They say it's also best to choose a window furthest from the person because the glass is going to shatter everywhere. But yeah, a lot of us watch the movies and somebody takes a sledgehammer or whatever, right? A Louisville slugger to both headlights, right, you know, in the smack middle of the window. But the edges are weaker. They say appendicitis confuses your stomach. They say if your belly hurts a lot on the lower right side, you could do Rovsing sign to see if it's appendicitis. So what does that mean? Well, you push on the left. If you push on the left and the pain is more so on the right, that's a sign of appendicitis. Now, there's other things we do too, you know, feeling McBurney's point, etc. But if you know, you're, let's say, doing telemedicine and you're on a computer, right, you know, talking to a doctor, when my tummy hurts. And the doctor's like, well, push on the right. Is it sore? Well, yeah, it's always sore. Well, push on the left. If you go, okay, the left side doesn't hurt, you know, all right, the left side doesn't hurt. But if you push on the left and you're still feeling pain on the right, that means you're having peritoneal irritation. And so it's a sign that you probably have something significant going on the right. You could still have an appendicitis without Rovsing sign, but, you know. So that's really interesting. Next. If the tide suddenly goes out too far, get away fast. They say if you are at the beach on vacation and one day ask yourself where all the water is gone, far beyond normal tide, run. They say that's a sign that a tsunami's coming. In the past, beachgoers who have stopped in confusion to watch the disappearing tide have ended up dead. Okay, then they say swim parallel to the shore in a rip current. When you get caught in a rip current, okay, you basically move very quickly away from the shore. So you're going to try to swim against it and get back to the shore. Instead, stay still, flag for help, or swim parallel to the shore so you could get out of that current. These rip currents are vertical. You swim horizontal, you'll eventually get out of it. Okay? I learned that when I learned scuba diving. Then they say the best place in a fire is near the ground. We know that. I had a fire in my house. Smoke rises, heat rises. So they say if you're in a building that's on fire and you can't easily get out, drop to the floor. Smoke from the fire will travel up, making it harder to breathe higher in the room. Now, icy water. Okay? We have some real, real bad winter going on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. And no, it's not the Weather Channel. And they say when you fall into icy water, don't panic. Your body will automatically react, going into shock for 1 to 3 minutes. Do your best to wait this out and stay calm. They say then get to a solid piece of ice that hasn't broken off and place your arms above it. Kick your legs to help your body get horizontal so then you could slide up. You see, everybody tries to jump vertical when they're in the water. Bring your legs up like you're using it as a flotation device. And then slowly work your body onto the ice. Once you're there, don't stand up and walk away. Roll your body first until you get to more solid ground. Then when you're standing, all your weight is concentrated on a small area. You're more likely to break the ice again. But if you're horizontal, it's less weight per surface area, per square surface area. Does that make sense? So trying to get on the ice, you just kind of try to lay as flat, try to bring those legs up as flat as possible, and then slowly start to wiggle your tushy up on the ice. I love these things. I think I want to find the post and read more, but it's these little baby weird things are so life-saving, you know? Like, you know, hearing about that, you know, Army medic that used a pen to, pen casing to help, relieve a tension pneumothorax in a person whose lung dropped after a car accident. I mean, there is some fantastic sort of little tricks of the trade, out there just in case. All right, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
The year United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump with a message to the families of the four Americans who were killed in Syria in a suicide bomb attack.
I want to take a moment to express my deepest condolences to the families of the brave American heroes who laid down their lives yesterday in selfless service to our nation. These are great people. We will never forget their noble and immortal sacrifice.
The president in that speech at the Pentagon did not bring up his State of the Union address or the fact that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi wants it to not happen until the government is back up and running. The Speaker of the House, though, was speaking today at her weekly press conference.
The date of the State of the Union is not a sacred date. It's not constitutionally required. It's not the president's birthday. It's not anything. It is a date that we agreed to. It could have been the week later.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, three cats have tested positive for bubonic plague. Meow! Yeah, these cats are, cats can kill you. I'm telling you right now. Three cats have tested positive for the plague in Wyoming. That's according to laboratory testing. I just need to say something here. I have lots of cats. I love cats. You know, we rescue them, take care of them, love them dearly. And one cat is just super smart. I just have to stop and tell you this. This is some crazy stuff. So the cats really aren't supposed to have wet food. You know, the pate or the little meat cutlets. You know, those little you know, designer cans. You're not really supposed to feed the cats that. They should really have their chow, because the chow is fortified with vitamins and that kind of stuff. But Shaky Boo, right, you know, the older boy cat, is kind of a jerk. And he needs his entree, main entree. And there's a couple different types. There's a pate, there's the meat cutlets, there's the shred. You know, there's a whole variety of different, you know, choices for him. And he's very, very shrewd. So on one end, I'll find that I serve him his food, and then he'll put my sports bra or my nightshirt over the food to hide it. Now, I thought he was doing that to hide it from the other cats until I realized something else is going on. I think he's doing it to hide it from me, to make me think that he doesn't have food. So when I come into the bathroom, he's like, meow, I want to eat. And then I'm like, well, there it is. It's under my sports bra. And now my sports bra is all full of that gravy. And what the hell did you do? Here's your food. And then he looks at me like, okay, didn't work. Well, the other day I went to take a shower, and he's asking for food. And I go, your eats are right there. I see your eats. So I get into the shower, and then as I come out, I look on the counter, and I don't really see the plate. He had shoved the plate toward a corner so that when I came out of the shower, I couldn't see the food. And then he pretended like there was no food, but there was nothing for him to cover the food up. And I'm like, okay, am I seeing things? And then finally, yesterday was the last straw. And this is why I think the cat is possessed and smarter than I could ever imagine. The dog will eat the cat food. So I feed the cats on the bathroom counter, because they can all jump up on the bathroom counter and eat. That's why the dog doesn't eat their food. So yesterday, Shaky Boo did not like the pate. He wanted meat cutlets, and I didn't oblige. So I go downstairs. I come back up. The food is completely gone. The plate of the pate completely gone, and he acts like I didn't feed him. Apparently what he did is he purposely knocked the plate on the ground, so the dog ate it, took it away, so then he could say, I have no food. So I know you guys don't want me to just sit here and talk about my pets, but I'm sorry. That is some freaky, I mean, you know, out of this world, extraterrestrial, poltergeist type stuff happening with my, you know, cats. And yet he's the one that peed and pooped up a whole piano, costing us thousands of dollars. So if any of my cats are going to get the plague, God forbid, it's going to be him. It's going to be him, and he's going to give it to me. So going back to this in Wyoming, a cat in Casey, Wyoming, known to wander outdoors, is the latest infected with the plague, making it the third plague-impacted cat in the state over the past 6 months. The other two cases were confirmed in cats living in Sheridan and Campbell counties. I have an affiliate in Sheridan, Wyoming. So, obviously, plague is dangerous, and it's bacterial. It can be very deadly for pets and people. You got the bubonic plague, you got the pneumonic plague. Bubonic plague makes these big swollen glands called buboes. Pneumonic plague affects the lungs. And you will die if you don't get treated with antibiotics right away. According to Dr. Alexia Harris, state health officer and state epidemiologist with WEDH, the Wyoming Department of Health, she says the disease can be passed to humans from ill animals and by fleas coming into infected animals. We are letting people know of the potential threat in the cat's home area as well as across the state. Now, so far we do not have any human cases of bubonic plague. However, we end up having plague about 7 cases a year. Now, what are plague symptoms? Well, for bubonic, you'll get these big, swollen, tender lymph glands, the buboes. You'll get fever. I know bubo sounds funny. What's wrong with you, Miss Wax? First, it's Dr. Wax. What's wrong with you? I got buboes. Excuse me? Yeah, buboes. Will you treat my buboes? Are you trying to tell me you got the bubonic plague? Yes. Isolation, please. Room 3. So fever, swollen, tender lymph glands, extreme exhaustion, headache, chills, coughing, difficulty breathing, abdominal pain, vomiting, and diarrhea could happen with the plague. So how do you know if your pet has it? Well, enlarged lymph glands, swelling in the neck, face, around the ears, chills, lack of energy, coughing, vomiting, diarrhea, and your pet will be dehydrated. So, you gotta watch the fleas. You gotta use insect repellent on boots and pants. in areas that might have fleas. Use flea repellents on pets. Properly dispose of rodents. Pets will bring rats into the house. My cat, I have the little girl cat, Snappy. We call her Little Snappy Tishy. Little Snappy brings in dead mice. Not sure what the hell the cat is thinking. It's like she's proud of it. Like, look, mommy. I'm like, oh my God, Snappy Tishy, you know what you're supposed to do. So use flea repellents, dispose rodents they bring in, avoid unnecessary exposure to rodents, avoid contact with rodent carcasses, avoid areas of unexplained rodent die-offs. That's plague. What is it? Here's a little history of the plague. This comes with the CDC. This is interesting. Some people think that the plague is what brought down the Roman Empire. Some scholars think that the collapse of the Roman Empire was linked to the spread of the plague by Roman soldiers returning home from battle in the Persian Gulf. This was back in 165 AD. For centuries, they say the plague was disastrous for Asia, Africa, Europe, and nobody knew what caused the plague. So when these outbreaks happened, people freaked out. There's a lot of references in art, literature, songs like Ring Around the Rosie. But what we do know is plague is caused by a bacteria called Yersinia pestis. It often infects the small rodents, rats, mice, squirrels. Infected fleas can bite a human and give it to a human. Black rats were the most commonly infected animals, and hungry rat fleas would jump from their recently dead rat host to humans looking for a blood meal. Now, pneumonic plague, though, you get from coughing. I told you guys about that lady in Lake Tahoe whose cat had pneumonic plague, was coughing on her. She's like, oh, poor kitty cat, why are you coughing? And then she ends up getting the plague and dies. So what are some three major plague pandemics? Well, they talk about the Justinian Plague. This is the first ever recorded. It was named after the 6th century Byzantine Emperor Justinian I. And Justinian I's plague began in 541 AD, followed by frequent outbreaks over the next 200 years, and it killed over 25 million people, affecting most of the Mediterranean basin. Then came Black Death, and this is the one that, you know, many of us knew about. This was the Great Plague. It originated in China back in 1334, spread along the great trade routes to Constantinople, and then to Europe, and it took 60% of the European population, according to the CDC. Entire towns were wiped out. Some contemporary historians report that on occasion, there weren't even enough survivors to bury the dead. There were massive labor shortages, high mortality rates, and so they believe that this plague might have what caused the emergence of the Renaissance. And then there was a modern plague and pandemic. This was in China in the 1860s, and it also appeared in Hong Kong by 1894. And then over the next 20 years, it spread to port cities because of steamships that had housed some rats. The pandemic caused 10 million deaths. But during this pandemic, that's when scientists were able to determine that it was a bacteria from flea bites. So they started to control rats. That's how they started to figure out what was going on. And they were able to slowly start treating it once antibiotics came out in the 40s. So pretty fascinating. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. It's sad, though. We're being told that anti-vaxxers are among the top threats to global health, according to the World Health Organization. Those who oppose vaccines were deemed a top threat to global health in the year 2019. And they say this vaccine hesitancy, according to the United Nations, threatens to reverse progress made in tackling vaccine-preventable diseases. Now, the organization, in a recently released list, said that while vaccines are one of the most cost-effective ways to avoiding disease, there are several reasons, complacency, convenience, and confidence, that are to blame. Now, we know that vaccination, you know, has caused, like, polio, diphtheria to become rare. Smallpox, you know. And they help develop an immunity for the body. But you're hearing these weird anecdotal cases, stories of when people say that their shot did X, Y, and Z. There was something in the news that happened after somebody had just gotten a flu shot. There was some sort of a reaction that happened, and I can't see the story anymore. Somebody published it, and then the story's gone. And remember, I'm pro-vaccine. I am pro-vaccine, but I want to make sure people are getting the right education so they don't freak out about something that may not happen to them. And so there's a distrust if we're not getting the proper information spread and reported. Now, we need to switch over to this story where the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says a young child who died from the flu in early January did get the flu shot, but he was only partially vaccinated. Doctors say when a child under the age of 9 gets a flu vaccine for the first time, the child needs 2 doses 4 weeks apart, which we're going to talk about, to be protected. The child apparently did not get the second dose. Now, again, this is something that drives parents crazy, but you got to do vaccine right to save lives. So Dr. Rachel Herlihy said it's an unfortunate but important reminder of the importance of 2 doses of influenza vaccine for young children who are receiving influenza vaccine for the first time. If you've already had the flu shot before in previous years, you only need to get 1 shot each year. And again, I'll go through what the CDC recommends. So Herlihy says the child had the H1N1 strain, which is the predominant strain this year, which is why we don't think it's going to be as vicious a flu season as last year, whose predominant strain was H3N2. This year it's H1N1, with a more predominant strain, but it can still kill you. So Selena Nguyen is a 7-year-old who went into a coma, and she is currently battling the flu at Children's Hospital Colorado. And we are right now in peak flu season. Doctors are still recommending getting the flu vaccine because it could, you know, give you some protection as early as 2 weeks from now. But what kills you with pneumonia, with the flu? Getting pneumonia or other breathing difficulties. So we have a child who did get the flu vaccine, but it wasn't enough. The child who died was under-vaccinated. So what is the CDC recommending? So this is something that a lot of people have not gotten the memo on. So, children under 6 months can't get the vaccine. Try to keep your babies away from the flu. But if they're over 6 months, they should get the flu shot. That's what's being recommended. Anybody 6 months or older. You cannot get the nasal spray until you're 2 years old. So, that's why if you got a 6-month-old, 7-month-old, you give them the flu shot. Now, they say children that are 6 months to 8 years old who have previously received 2 or more doses of any flu vaccine in their past, so I don't see how a 6-month-old would if you can't really vaccinate till 6 months. They, if they've already, though, had 2 doses, you only need to get 1 a year. However, anybody who only received 1 dose or never received a flu shot needs 2 doses 4 weeks apart. So if you've never given your kindergartner the flu shot, and you go in and get the kid the flu shot, you need to 1 month later go back and get that second booster. Why? Because the first dose primes the immune system, gets it ready, and then the second dose provides the immune protection. They say children who only get that one dose can have reduced protection. Now, how many of you guys were aware that you had to do the two shots? We've been talking about getting the flu shot every year, but we have to additionally say, don't forget, you need to get the double. If this is the first time you're getting the flu shot, or your first time your kid got the flu shot, or they've only had one shot before, they need two. So now, going back to anti-vaxxers. Don't underestimate the number of people that are anti-vaxxers. There's a lot out there. In October, the agency released a report that an estimated 100,000 young children have not received a vaccination against any of the 14 diseases for which the shots are recommended. Most young children, 70%, had all their shots, but that's still not everybody. Now, the CDC researchers did not ask why parents didn't get their children vaccinated. Some said it was health insurance, but you see, a lot of government programs pay for shots. They're like in our town, we have the Vaccine for Children program. Most health departments will give shots free. Usually the government pays for vaccinations because most kids can't go to school without getting vaccinated. So if a parent doesn't have insurance, in fact, most states have Medicaid for uninsured children. So no child should be without health insurance if they're, you know, a legal citizen and they work here and you know, even it's debatable with, you know, non-legal status. I believe every child has the potential with government funding to get services. However, we still have a lot of parents out there that don't believe in vaccine. Why is it? Is it that they don't like the substrate? Is it that they don't like the number? Do they think it's just too many? Is it because they don't like the way their kid acts when they get the vaccine? I mean, I am pro-vaccine, but I got to tell you, my son did not tolerate them well. He would just be lying in the middle of the room, listless. I was scared to death he was having a reaction. Thank God he didn't, but it's as a new parent, you freak out a little bit. You're like, you know, is this going to be okay? And 99.999999% of the time, it is fine. These flu shots are safe. But some parents are worried that their child will be the 0.00001%. Every now and then you hear of a Guillain-Barré, where the neurological, somebody's immune system fights their neurological system, their nerves, after they get a flu shot. It is rarer than rare. But people get freaked out. So when somebody knows somebody where something happened after a flu shot, they're not going to want to get the vaccine. And then the question is, do they have a right to refuse? On one end, yeah, you know, you can't force somebody to get something injected in their body. But then on the other end, if this is a public threat and people are going to be introducing infection, you know, does the government have a right to say, no, you need to vaccinate so you don't infect other people or those who can't get vaccination? You know, if we can't vaccinate our little babies and you're bringing in these diseases, you're going to kill off the babies. So we need to protect the babies by you being vaccinated. And I don't know how far that debate's going to go. I suspect it will go to the Supreme Court, as parents do not want their kids getting injected. You know, religious reasons used to exempt people in some schools. Now, no, it doesn't. In fact, there are parents homeschooling just because of the vaccine laws. And so, you know, why the fear? We need to understand. And if there are side effects, explain why those side effects happen. Explain how rare they are. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon
choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.